To those of you who are new to this channel, welcome. And to those of you returning, it's an honor for me to be able to spread God's words through this medium with you. It has been a rough journey in some ways and a blessed journey in others. This episode is going to be different than all the other episodes so far. I don't know why God has me making an episode like this, but I pray that it touches your heart in some way, that you feel the Holy Spirit to some degree stirring in you, because that's where God manifests himself, within you, his children. My name is John, and this is Season 1, Episode 14. Usually before I begin, I open us up in prayer, but considering this whole episode is going to be one giant prayer, I urge you to listen. I urge you to pray along with me to the tune of your own needs. I pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to move in you so that all other things can move out of your way. This episode is special to me for so many reasons, but one of them is because of how raw it's going to be. May God guide us through and grant us the wisdom to understand with heavenly eyes and ears. The other reason is because I have felt so burdened as of late. I have felt the sting of the world, and I have felt the solitude that the enemy is trying to encapsulate me in. But regardless of how weary I am, although I feel worn every single day and my strength fades, this is where God shines. And I pray you too feel him like I do today. Far, but still yet still so close. If you hear tears coming across the mic, I'm so sorry. If you hear the vulnerability, it's because I cannot be strong before the one who has made me. I am who I am because he lives in me. For the me that was is the me that died, and the me that is the he that is in me now and forevermore. Thank you, God. Forgive me, God, for being so fearful and scared to pray the way you've instructed me. God, I know you understand my pain, but there are so many others out there that I don't know. Grant me the courage to make it through this episode in obedience to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Abba, forgive me, for I am a sinner. I have felt the warmth of your love and the bitter cold of your absence. Lord, take everything I have, but please don't forsake me in my time of need. I seek you with all that I am and all that I have, and although it's meek, it's what you've given, and I will rejoice in the place that I am in. I come before you in prayer today, Lord, to say, I am overwhelmed, Lord. I am overburdened. I am weary, Lord. I am unstill in this storm, God. I seek your refuge. I seek your peace. My sins laugh at me, and my heart breaks. Deliver me from my iniquities, Lord, so that I may bathe in your light. For my soul yearns for rest and covets your guidance. Forgive me, Lord, for I am unworthy. I am the lamb who strays, whose cries echo in the valley of my own despair. As stubborn as the mule am I, to stray from your rod and love, which you have given me so freely. But you, God, are my hope in this desert. You are the life-giving waters that slakes my thirst. Earnestly, I seek you, God. I lean into your promise, and I try to endure when my feet fail, Lord. For I know that I can do all things in you, Christ, for you are the strength beneath my wings, the wind in my sails, the life that springs forth from rock, Lord. You are all-encompassing, Lord, for where I see a barren, unfertile wasteland, God, you see me. You see life in all that I am, Lord, and I thank you, God, for though I am lost, I remain content where you have me, for my hope is in you. When all that is dark surrounds me, your light shines a path unto my feet. In the waves that threaten to capsize me, your voice steadies my ship. You are my focus, Lord. Forgive my weakness and breathe your salvation into the air I breathe, so that my very breath is a praise from my flesh, Lord. And though I feel the anguish of my sins, Lord, more and more every day, your goodness leads me on, for your blood cleanses me daily. When no rain or waters could. My filth is deep inside me, Lord. Blessed are you, God, for even at my worst, you have taken interest in my heart, Lord. God, you need no warning, but my heart is like a rotten fruit, an affront to your holiness. Yet in your mercy, you have planted a new seed in me, Lord. Soak my garden with your life-giving waters. Allow me to sprout in your honor so that I may provide an abundance of fruit that shines with your light, so that others may be filled with your words. I surrender all, Lord. I am dead, Lord, and unworthy of you. Taketh interest in me, Lord, and resuscitate my life so that I may no longer breathe with my own strength, Lord, but by the beat you place in my heart. Thank you, God. For there is nothing I am without your grace in my life. There is no right that I can do because all I know is wrong, Lord. So teach me your ways, God, so that I may hear your voice when all else goes silent. Sometimes a lesson is in the surrender. Other times it's in the silence. Regardless of the struggle, I know you have no fault in my suffering, Lord. You have nothing to answer for it is I that stands on the precipice and you hold on to me. Your love urges me to lean back into your safety, into your arms, Lord. I know that I am the one who walks blindly and my paths too often lead me astray. Thank you for seeking me out every time, especially since I know that I don't deserve it. Your kindness and sacrifices have saved my soul time and time again. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Guys, I pray that you take something from this episode. I know it wasn't very long, but truth be told is I was just at a loss for words today. This was one of those episodes that was especially difficult for me due to the vulnerability that I shared with those I have never met. And I tell you this, trust in the Lord when all seems for naught. Seek his voice in the silence, knowing he is there working towards your good. Love that which the world has taught you to hate, and give your hate to the Lord. Be more like our Savior, so that others may see the sliver of his light in your words and actions. Be the peace for others that you seek for yourself. For when you feel like you just can't anymore, when you feel like the world is falling apart and you just can't hold on, remember Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And to those listening, whether it's at night or during the day, I ask you a question. If you died today, how sure are you that your name would be in the book of life? How sure are you that you are ready to meet Jesus? If you are unsure, or if you feel like maybe God is calling out to you, I urge you to pray this prayer with me. So many things in this world cost more than what they're worth, but what God gives you, He gives freely, should you believe in Him. Father, I know I am a sinner. I know that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. I accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for what you have done for me, even if I didn't deserve it. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. If you were bold enough to say that prayer, I want to be the first to welcome you to God's family. For you are now a brother or sister in Christ, our Heavenly Father. I want you to know that in Luke chapter 15, verse 7, it says there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance. So I want you to know that right now, there are choirs of angels rejoicing over the choice you made today. And if you haven't heard it yet, I am proud of you. I also want to welcome you to Guidance Light, where our focus is God. We have multiple platforms we push daily content into, reminding you that God is in all we do. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many other platforms, and it's all free. We're looking for people like you to follow us, join us, share, comment, and just be a part of the community that we're trying to build. We also have a website where you can do things like submit prayer requests, send me emails, purchase Christian merchandise, and catch up on the latest episodes with transcripts. Our excitement to serve the true living God knows no bounds. As we are working towards fulfilling the vision He has given me, I will say this, that I am in need of your help. Yes, you, the one listening today. This channel will not go far without your support. If you can lend me a hand by sharing this content with friends and family, it would lend right into the mission God has for us. And that's to spread the good news of the salvation through Jesus Christ. This could be the moment right now that God is calling you to help. So don't ignore it. May God bless each one of you to the fullest and deliver you from whatever storm you may be going through. His trials are hard and His silence is deafening, but His grace will never leave you stranded and His voice is never as far as it seems. Thank you again, and may God continue to bless you. This is John with Guidance Light, signing out.